What's up, guys? We are here with the Real Housewives of Atlanta finale after show here on AfterBuzz. And tonight, we are finally going to make it into Chateau Charest, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I just like the beat. I don't understand what
Future
is saying, but
this song. Yes.
The beat is
favorite
fly.
Song on the album.
What is he saying? She don't even know.
Yes. Sing it. We could do our own version of the Mask Off Challenge, right? If you want to rap this, Mo. Oh, they graduated. We literally can sing karaoke.
Oh, wait.
They put up the words for us. You sing.
Ask about me. I'm going to bust a move.
Yes.
Rick James, 33 chains, ocean air, cruising the sun. top off. That's a liability. Hit the gas booster.
Listen to Justin go.
Yo,
I can't read that fast. Oh my gosh, that's great. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for joining us for the Real Housewives of Atlanta finale. I cannot believe the season's over.
No, I'm going to miss you guys.
I know. It's so sad. Well, welcome back, guys. I'm Jesse Zander. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. Join us in the live chat. I'm trying to get it up right now. Having a little bit of trouble, so I'll be with you soon. And where can they find you guys at?
Instagram and Twitter at MO Classified.
You guys can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at It's Me, Jay Hart.
Okay, so let's start with the interaction between Riley, Candy, and Block. So, like, this is something that's been we've been leading up to all season. Well, mm-hmm. I don't feel like all season. I feel like really early on, we talked a lot about Block's relationship with Riley.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of, like, forgotten about. And now, all of a sudden, we're back. And... and okay. Block shows up and wants to, you know, see Riley after years. What did you guys think of all of that?
Well, I think it was very, 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 very awkward.
Yeah.
But I also feel like she's pretty mature enough to not make it that awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she was kind of acting a little immature. But at the same time, him being a father that wasn't necessarily present, I feel like he owes her, like, he really owes her all that she's asking for or all that she was requesting, or he just deserves to take all the L's that he's taking right now.
I mean, but it's never too late to try to develop a relationship with your daughter, but
Riley has to kind of come back. It's like comeback season right now.
He's trying, but Riley, you know, I understand, like, she's still young, but she's at an age where she can't make that decision to allow him back into her life,
but she
just gotta, like, you know, open up. Right. Let him, you know, back into your life. Or at least give him the opportunity.
But, I mean, that was the first time, so I feel like he can't force her to be ready.
It's just like sometimes...
It's like it's going to take time.
It's like playing with needles. Like, come on, Riley, open up. Like, let him back in or just give him that opportunity. But I understand she's hurt, you know, when you've been...
But this is the first time.
But she stood up. She's been stood up before, like, in the past.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This is the first time of him trying to actually mend it. So we can't make her be ready right now, this first time.
I know. I'm sure it gets old, like, when you hear the same thing. But it's like, you know, it's about his actions. Like, I guess if he put more action into trying to develop a relationship with her, hopefully she'll be more open. But, you know, it was just hard watching it because it's like, okay, well, what's going to happen, you know, out of this, basically.
No, I feel like he actually deserves everything that she was kind of throwing at him.
Right.
Really, and it's just like she can't just, like, open up this first time. It's just like you can't expect her to be like, okay, I'm ready for to be your daughter. I'm ready for you to be my full-time dad now. I'm ready to just let my guard down. It's just like, wow, this is the first time. You at least have to prove yourself. Like, what if I let my guard down this time and then the next time you're like, all right, I'm coming to see you, and then you stand me up again. It's like you definitely need at least three tries.
But just
like
say
baseball
that.
Like,
at least say it and don't have your mom speak up for you. I felt like Candy didn't need to be at that table because at first it was just very slow in them trying to, you know, develop that conversation and create some type of dialogue. But I think that, you know, I'm glad that it ended the way it did because I felt like, you know, every girl wants their father, no matter if he was a part of their life in the beginning or not. And I felt like she wants him there, but, you know, it does take time to really open up and allow that person back in.
Definitely.
Well, what did you guys think of her playing the song that she, like,
hello,
sang?
I feel like she didn't necessarily choose to play that song. He asked for it.
Right.
So it's like, you asked, I'm going to I mean, Candy, I feel like Candy is the one who played it for him. She didn't necessarily play it for
right.
him. She was like, of course I'll let you hear what we have been writing. You yeah. know, the Grammy yeah. Award winning writer.
Mm-hmm.
What we've been writing. I feel like
definitely a setup.
She didn't necessarily yeah. just like want to shove it in his face.
Right.
You know, but Candy yeah. was just like, okay, since you asked, let's let you hear it.
Well, because I think Riley was holding him accountable for something. She mentioned that he hadn't been there, and he's like, what are you talking about? I was there for like when you were born, and right. she called him out about not signing the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. he wasn't, like, Candy came back and proved her right, Riley right. Like, you weren't there when I was actually born, when right. I actually came out of the womb. Like, you might have been there at the hospital at some point in time of my mom's labor, but you weren't actually there when I really came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just feel like, you know, Candy could have just kept that to the side too. Like, you know, if we're trying
why?
To if we're trying
why
to
why are we gonna sugarcoat?
It's not sugarcoating, but it's
and
like
who
we
says
know that
she
he
hasn't
wrong.
Already told that but she let's obviously move told from her this that situation. From the beginning. That's how she yeah. knows. Like, that's how she was able to even tell him, like, you weren't there to sign a birth certificate. Like, don't try to fool me. I know what really went down.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me this, but my mom already told me the truth.
But the point
so
of the
like,
meeting was...
So, like, why sugarcoat it now after the fact?
Because it's now it's getting old. It's like, we know he made a mistake. You know, now he's trying to mend their broken relationship. So, it's like, let's move forward and give him the opportunity to
we
step
up. We don't
just
move forward because you decide that you want to mend the relationship at this point 18 years later.
You can forgive.
We don't just move forward just because you're ready.
But you can
I've
forgive,
been ready
though.
To be
you
a daughter. I've been
you,
ready for
we're
you
not
to
saying
have
forget.
Full commitment.
Mm-hmm. We're not telling you to forget, like, nobody has forgot, you know, forgotten the fact that he wasn't in Riley's life. But moving forward, if we're trying to create this relationship and mend our broken relationship, we have to get over those past mistakes that were made.
I feel
and
like
I know
you
it's hard. It's
rush
a process.
Her. Yeah,
it's,
it's the first time that he's actually really fully put forth some effort. Like, why am I just gonna all of a sudden let my guard down just because you're
no,
ready
no,
to be my dad?
No, it's a process. We're not saying
I've been
like
ready for you
go,
to be my dad.
But it's like, you know, what's the point of having this meeting if you don't want to move forward? It's pointless.
But who's to say he's even really ready to move forward? This mm-hmm. is your first
time.
Like, you could be saying, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So give her time to.
And this is what I'm
and
saying.
Give
I'm not
him
saying
time
she,
to
yeah.
prove that he's 100%
totally.
In there.
I'm,
right.
I'm, yeah. I
like, why would she just let her guard down when she's not
I'm not,
sure?
Yeah. I'm not saying let her, because you don't easily let your guard down when someone is trying to get back into your life. There's a mm-hmm. process with that.
Mm-hmm.
What
right.
I'm saying is, like, at least try to open up or, like, have some type of understanding as to where he's coming from, but don't continue to bring up the past.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When he already admitted to making a mistake, when Candy has already laid the foundation that he didn't do this, he didn't do that, like, let's move forward, because mm-hmm. that's the point of us coming together now.
Right.
Like, I'm not giving him, like, he has no excuse to not be a, you know, part of her life, but now we're moving forward, so let's figure out a solution now. You feel me?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you know, people get that head
no,
by.
No.
Nah,
I finally got in. No, no, but the thing is, it's so hard. This is such a tough situation because
yeah.
I do see both sides of things. Like, I see Mo's side where it's like he's getting what he deserves because he has been so inconsistent in her
yeah.
life.
18 years.
Right. And I also see your side, Justin, because, you know, at some point, like, this is your father. Like, you definitely want to have a relationship with him. And we have mixed opinions in the chat, too. I finally got in, and it's pretty difficult because I'm on my phone. So sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But CCF Freak says block too little too late. Dara Egan, sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, said that it was so awkward, that relationship or that interaction. And then mm-hmm. Joseph Boza, who joins us every week, also said Block is trying to do the right thing but is still bitter, or but Candy's still bitter. So I don't know, I guess
yeah.
we'll see in future seasons how Block holds up his end of things.
Yeah.
Right,
since he claims
like
that he
really,
wants
to
be back in
him.
Yeah, so the next big thing that happened in this episode was the lawsuit against Candy
mm-hmm.
that they're moving forward with, because apparently she didn't pay. They didn't want to take him to court against her for one thing. I can't remember what it was, but they want to take it for, like, wages, I guess.
Yeah.
She didn't get paid enough per hour or something
mm-hmm.
for what he's working. Was it yeah. during Candy's wedding?
It was during her wedding.
Yeah, he claims yeah. that he worked 20 hours overtime each week that
mm-hmm.
he didn't get paid for.
Wow.
Which, if it's true, it's a case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so.
Candy claims that she did pay him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I guess we won't know that either.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? I mean, this is such a hard situation for me because I think I'm super biased towards Candy because I've always been, like, on her side of things since, like,
yeah.
season two when she came on. But, I mean, like, I feel like this guy's reaching. I feel like Phaedra's also, like, kind of leading the charge with this.
Right.
I mean, it's, I don't know, because, I mean, my thing is, like, even what Phaedra said towards the end, you know, a lot of this, the information, it is confidential, but I feel like if someone comes to you for advice, mm-hmm. in regards to, like, okay, how should I, you know, move forward with this case, or do I have, you know, allowable case in a situation, like, I feel like there's nothing wrong with giving advice to it, but, you know, just ironically, it is Candy's, you know, situation, so it's right. like, it does kind of make it messy, but I feel like, you know, I mean, her just, she's not, I don't think she's leading it on, but she's just recommending him to people that actually deal with this. Mm-hmm. She even told him in the beginning that she didn't want to play any, you know, parts in it as far as, like,
but why did she go
him.
With him, though?
Right, and sit in the meeting and see, like, if he had a case.
Yeah, like, I see her just saying, like, okay, go. You know, like, I can't help you. This is not the kind of law that I practice. So, like, here's somebody that you can talk to that actually practices, like, employment law. But she, like, goes with him.
Right. Well, she could have been done with it from the start.
I mean, she's kind of serving as a counselor in this situation, right?
Why?
To an extent.
This is not your business to be counseling.
Well, she's referring someone to him, so therefore she wants to make sure
left
that...
It at. You could have left it at, I referred you there, and hey, did you get there?
At the end of the day, this is Real Housewives of Atlanta, yeah, so right. you know,
well,
they're going to spice it up.
I know, I'm no, I agree. So, Blake Belladonna, who also joins us every week, says, you guys can't tell me that the guy in the panel doesn't look like Johnny.
Who, him? Look like Johnny? Not at all.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I had to throw that out there. Yeah, I don't think so. But Joseph Boza is saying, if it wasn't for Phaedra, would this case move forward? And that's what I'm wondering too.
it's a good question though, because
if it wasn't for Phaedra, would the case move forward?
Yeah.
Actually, it could possibly not, because it's like almost like if Phaedra wouldn't have referred him to the first person, he possibly wouldn't have known what to do after Phaedra would have denied him.
Right.
So say Phaedra would have just denied him and said, hey, I don't, you know, no, I don't want to take this case, but wouldn't have necessarily referred him to anyone else.
Right.
He probably would have just gave up. Like,
yeah.
Because my thing, why
I don't
now?
Feel like I don't feel like swimming.
Right.
That's the question. Why now? Like, if you didn't get paid, like, her wedding was how long ago?
That was like,
Was that like 2 years ago or something like that?
It was
like,
a while back. Yeah.
Why wait now to, you know, complain about this? So apparently, you know, it didn't bother you as much just because she was also supporting his other business, you know, ventures, whatever. So why complain about it now? Is it because you don't have any money? You know, mm-hmm. you are slow on getting those checks. Mm-hmm. Your business is not booming as it was when Candy was supporting it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just, you know, it is a messy situation, because it's like, I feel like he really... I mean, although he does have a case, it's like, do you really have anything to back it up? Because right. you wait 2 years, two, 3 years
well,
later
that,
to do it.
That's exactly what people are saying in the chat. Yeah. Bryce Scott says, if there's no contract, there's no breach anywhere, so get everything
said,
in writing.
Because he did say it was a verbal...
A verbal agreement.
A verbal contract.
Yeah.
What's a verbal contract?
What do you sign in the air? Yeah. With your tongue? Yeah. The fuck?
Okay, so let's move on past this, because we want to get to Chateau Charest, because we have literally been talking about this all season and Chateau Charest for like 5 years.
Right.
So we finally get the chance to see Chateau Charest, and she has her party. And what did you guys think of the house?
I think it was a very, very nice house.
The part that
but
we saw.
I think that no appliances no basement is almost worse than no baseboards.
So what did you guys think was, or whose house did you like better, Candy, or I mean, Kenya's or Charest's?
I like Charest's.
It's kind of hard to say, because you only see certain parts of the house.
Right.
That's true.
It's like this one main room, and we went to the bedroom.
Right. I mean, I like Charest's because I feel like Kenya's, to me, looks more of like, it looks like a condo. Like, that could have been rented out, or, you know.
It was just weird, because I felt like with Kenya's, they showed us, like, images of each room, like, mm-hmm. before the party started. So, like, I had a better idea of what Kenya's house looked like. But Charest's, like, we only saw, like, the one room that everybody was in, and then her bedroom.
Right.
So I would have to go with Kenya.
I'm going with Kenya, too.
Just because I feel like it was well put together. I feel like Charest only set this up for this specific event.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I say it because, to me, Kenya's house seems more, like, condo-y, apartment-y, temporary. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Charest's house looks more homey to me. Like, even when she puts it together. Yeah, when she puts it together, like, I can tell, like, it'll be more of a long term home. Like, it'll be somewhere you can live for the rest of your life.
First of all, did you see how small her bed was?
To me, Kenya has to Kenya's gonna have to elevate eventually.
Her room was kind of small, I feel like.
I didn't get this home feeling when I watched it. I felt like I was watching, I mean, maybe because she threw an event for her housewarming, but the thing is, you were missing the important parts. You didn't have appliances. You didn't have a refrigerator. You didn't have a stove, but you paid for a contortionist. You paid for, you know, a bar. So it's like, I just didn't feel at home. I mean, I think it's a nice setup.
Right.
Or whatever, but, you know, I would have to give it to Kenya. I think Kenya's spot was, you know, it just felt like it was a housewarming. I thought it was laid out. It was dope.
What do they say in the chat? What house did you like?
Christopher Campbell said Chateau Charest all the way. Gamer Girl said I like them both. I agree. I mean, I would live in either one. Right. So I like them both too. But I also thought, I mean, tell us what you think, guys, because we're curious on what you guys think. But I was shocked because Sheree was like, I have to keep everything together, make sure everything's perfect because you know these girls are going to be on me about this. And she really didn't have a lot done. So I was surprised that, I mean, what's done is done. What the past is the past. Yeah. Like, she can't go back and be like, oh, Kenya, I'm not going to make all these remarks about your house. But she had a lot of things herself that weren't finished. Like when Candy and Kenya went down to the basement, which I think was definitely like set up because apparently there was somebody that was supposed to be standing there.
Yeah.
And they went down in the basement. And they were walking around. Huge basement, first off.
Right.
Like, I could live down there. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't finished.
Right. But no, I have an aunt who lives in Atlanta, and she's been living in Atlanta for what, almost 10 to 13 years? And her basement is still not finished either.
Basements, you really, that's like the last thing you focus on. Like, you don't sleep in your basement.
Right.
Your basement's almost like your storage.
I mean, like, growing up, we didn't have our basement finished until I was like in high school or something. Right. So I don't...
So I feel like, especially in Atlanta, it's not...
Right.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... So, yeah, what did you guys think of everything that took place there? So, we saw Lisa come back. Were you guys fans of Lisa from...
Yeah.
The first...
Yeah. I like Lisa.
Yeah. I used to love Lisa, too.
Lisa was like a pit bull. She wasn't afraid to bark.
Right.
You know, I really like her. I loved her energy. I mean, she was like one of the real ones.
Yeah.
That was there doing like the first run of Housewives.
Why did she leave?
I'm not really sure. Contracts, you know, and then switch things up. Then she went to Hollywood. Was it Hollywood Divas?
No, I feel like she was on... For some reason, I feel like she was on, like...
It was Hollywood Divas, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think I was asking you guys when we were watching it, like, who is that?
Like, she was on something else. Yeah, I can't remember. For some reason, I thought I was Married to Medicine, but I think I'm way off on that one. I don't think she was on there, but she's on something else.
Still a Bravo show.
Yeah.
And then we saw Kim show up, and...
Kim showed up and showed out.
She looks so different now.
I mean, is it a good different? Like, I mean, I was just trying to see what everybody else is seeing.
I don't think it's a bad different. I just think it's very, very different where it's just so obvious that you have to say something. But I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, what did you think?
Of course people are going to say something just because
it's different.
You can
tell she got, you know, her lips.
Right, and her nose. You know, I feel like that nose is definitely...
I didn't think it was bad. I thought, I mean, you know, she just got some work done.
Yeah.
But it's noticeable.
Well, it's weird because it is super noticeable. I follow her on, like, all social media, and I see her all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you don't even look like yourself anymore.
Right.
I mean, her wig is absolutely beautiful. It's a huge upgrade from, like...
Yeah, it used to be so synthetic.
Oh, it was so bad before. Yeah. She looks great. But she definitely looks different. And she came in, like, I don't know if I was saying this on air, but I know I was talking to somebody about Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I was like, oh, you know, like, Kim, I was on and off with her. But ever since Croy came along, she's become, like, a different person. You know, I feel like she's so more, like, grounded and centered, and she's more humble. And then she just rolls up here and just starts so much drama.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily feel like she started drama. I feel like she was just... I don't know, saying things that the other cast members probably wouldn't say.
Right. Well, so here...
Or that they're just so used to that they just don't even try to go out their way to say anymore.
She was invited to this event to go off on Kenya, basically.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, she was there to support, you know.
But at the same
Kenya
time,
started it, you know. I mean, well, she made a comment saying, like, you don't go into anybody's basement. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, she was defending... And that's right. You just don't roam around somebody's house without being, you know... introduced or, you know, led by the person who's throwing the housewarming. So I do agree with her on that part, but, you know, I think Kenya definitely kind of, you know, she came for her at first. So.
Right. Well, why didn't Kenya just explain that she was looking for the bathroom? Like, she was like, oh, yeah, we went down there. It's like, why didn't you just say, like, I was looking for the bathroom. I didn't know where it was. Sorry.
Yeah. Of course, Kenya. I mean, I feel like, yeah, she just wanted to start something. Well, Kenya, and she just wanted to let it be. Like, I feel like she wanted Sheree to have an excuse of why her basement wasn't done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I went down there, so what are you going to say about it? You know? Like, why is your basement not done?
Right.
Since I was down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I feel like that's Kenya.
So, did you guys notice that Sheree's friend was like really trying on this episode to stir stuff up because she
I heard in the background, like, you can hear a little stuff here and there. She was like,
she kicked them out, and then she went, you know, she did, and then she went in the room and she's like, hey, these bitches are down in your basement.
Right.
I'm like, excuse me, like, what are you talking about? So they go in, and you know, and she's there like egging it on the entire time.
Everything I feel like I would want a friend like that, actually.
You do?
Like, to be telling me, yeah, like, what are you down in my basement for?
Yeah.
No, I mean, but it's the way you approach it. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have to, like, call them bitches, like, and all of that. But right. I do think, you know, it was very malicious for Keen to go down there. But, yeah, I definitely heard her, like, throw her little digs in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just repeating everything Kenya was saying. She's like, oh, yeah, she just said this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the? She's really trying to get some TV time.
She is.
But, yeah, that was hilarious. But, first of all, it was confusing too, like the whole editing part of it, because, you know, you try to, you know, when they were I think it was it Kenya and Kenya and Sheree going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and then they kept editing between them, and then the conversation between Candy and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it was just confused. I was like, okay, wait, who am I supposed to be listening to? Right. I just hate the way it was put together, so that kind of threw me off.
Well, I think it was very mature of Candy. I feel like I would have did the exact same thing,
mm-hmm.
but as far as what Candy did with Kim, like, hi, Kim, I just wanted to speak to you so it wouldn't be awkward, because we keep walking past each other.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was the perfect amount of shade,
right.
but at the same time, letting you know, like, I'm mature enough to speak to you before you speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have did the exact same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I thought that was the right thing to do, because it was really awkward.
Right. And I feel like it put Kim in an awkward place. Like, oh, I have to speak to you, or I have to act like I'm mature, or I'm the bigger person, when in reality, we know you really weren't.
Right.
Like,
so why do you think you
walked around the
place?
Whole day not speaking to Candy if Candy wouldn't have spoke to you first?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
How awkward was that conversation, though? Because you could tell, like, Kim was faking that whole
time. Exactly. But that's what I feel like. It's not awkward. Like, that's why I say I would have did the same thing, because it makes you more awkward than it makes me.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like, I'm comfortable approaching you and making you feel awkward.
Right.
Rather than, you know, just trying to tiptoe around you and act like I don't see you for the rest of the night.
Because it's been 5 years since they had that conversation, right?
Right.
But it all stemmed from that.
But I feel like that's all you have to do is speak. Like, just speak. And even if we won't say anything else to each other for the rest of the night, at least you can do is say hello.
Right. I mean, Portia rolled up and hugged Candy.
Yeah, it's like,
there's so much
weird
stuff.
If I bother you that much where you don't have to speak to me, like, I really get under your skin.
Yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable speaking
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
And I'm just letting you know how much you don't get under my skin.
Right.
Like, I'm going to speak to you.
Because it's been 5 years.
Right.
Like,
right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure Candy's over that situation. She's still getting paid for writing songs.
Right. That's what they had to put at the end of the episode. Just
exactly.
letting you know, still getting paid for this song.
She's still getting them checks.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, why is Kim mad at Candy, though? Because Candy wrote that song for her, and Kim didn't pay her.
Because she probably felt guilty.
Yeah.
Like, she took advantage of that.
But, like, the girl is... you know, is saying hi to you.
Yeah.
Let this be your bridge to say, hey, like, we haven't seen each other in a while. Nice seeing you, all this stuff. But at the end, she did, when they were leaving, she's like, let's get lunch sometime together.
Right, exactly.
Which I thought was total BS.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Candy's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. If that's what you want.
So what did you think of Portia rolling up and being
speaking
like, hi,
Candy.
Candy, and giving her a hug. Wasn't that weird?
Well, just like Candy spoke to Kim, Portia can't speak to Kim?
No, I feel like it's different. I feel like it's different.
Why is it different?
I don't know. I feel like Portia and Candy's situation is a lot fresher, and it's just more serious. Like, what's Candy and Kim's beef, you know?
Just say, hey, it's nothing wrong with speaking.
Right, but still, Portia.
Well, Portia's the type of person, she wants people to forget about what they, you know, what they experienced on their beef or something like that.
Right.
Like, I'm still a good person, girl.
Yeah.
Like, we can still be friends. And
right,
Candy's
she don't understand. She took that to a different level. Like, Portia did that. But anyway.
Yeah. Candy's like, Candy's very offended by that rapist comment. She's like, we can never be friends again. Probably. That's what she's thinking.
Right.
We'll never be friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, don't ever speak to me again.
Right. It just, everything that happened today really made me think of how tough it must be for these women to be on this show, because Kim has had her own show for years, and I haven't seen her go this, like, crazy since Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this woman who I had changed my opinion on comes back in the picture and is continuing to throw shade and be nasty to people. And then I just think, like, how all of them have to deal with this. Yeah, Kim, how all of them have to deal with this now. And I was also thinking about Candy and, like, how many friendships she's had and lost on this show. It's crazy. Because we also see her and Phaedra sit down and discuss the lawsuit. And Phaedra is beating around the bush so bad, just like she does about everything.
Mm-hmm. And now everything is coming out into the open. But, I mean, as far as, like, just rewinding to Kim, I don't think Kim, like, came in a situation, like, as far as, like, trying to start stuff with other mm-hmm. people. Was just I feel like she was provoked. I mean, I think she came
Do you think she was provoked, though?
I think, well, as far as, like, you know, with Kenya, you know, and just some of the things she was saying, like, Kenya was, like, taking digs. Your husband's not working.
But that was only after Kim came for her first.
Well, Kim was just saying, like, you don't go in other people's basements.
But she should just left it alone.
But that's true, though. Like, you don't. Like, but, I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. But, well, it was great, because then Kenya responds, I'm sure that you've done the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
Which... So Kenya does what she does best, and she did throw some serious digs, because, like you said, she said, your husband's not working anymore. But Kim was coming for her, too. Like, she Kim was like, I have 6 kids, and then Kenya's like, with 3 different men.
So they both are going back and forth, but I don't think that was the initial plan for Kim to, like, to start that, though. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I agree, you know, you would hope to see some type of growth.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? With someone that ventured off and got their own show, but apparently nothing has changed, because she still brought the heat.
Right.
And just went left.
I don't know. Maybe she's trying to make her way back.
Yeah, what are people saying?
Trying to get a peach
again. Well, no, it's so funny, because somebody mentioned that they think Kim is coming back, which I don't know if that's true or not. I have not heard that.
When did Marlo pop up? I didn't even realize she was there.
Oh, yeah. Marlo was there. She was hilarious.
Right. I'm surprised she didn't make more rushes.
It was hella random.
Yeah. Like, she didn't have Marlo usually causes a scene. Starts a scene. But she was pretty quiet this episode.
Right. Yeah.
Well behaved.
Yeah. She really was. Yeah, people are just talking about Kim and her lips, and
they didn't like her lips.
What about her nose?
Would y'all kiss her lips? What y'all saying about it?
Yeah.
But yeah, that could have been her debut back to the show, or just her tryout back on the show.
Right. Well, she came in pretty hot. Feisty. So yeah.
Yeah.
So
Candy and Phaedra.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about it?
Candy and Phaedra.
The conversation they had.
I feel like. I could see both ends of the story. Like, I feel like Phaedra thinks that Candy and Todd are against her, and that they invited the ex-girlfriend, when really that's not the truth.
Right.
And then I also feel like Candy feels like Phaedra. What does Candy feel like? Oh, about the worker, about her assistant. Like, Candy feels like Phaedra was in on that. When, I mean, technically Phaedra was, but at the same time, not as much as Candy thinks she was involved.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like I could see both ends, and neither one of them are completely accurate or valid about it. And that just goes to show, like, how situations turn out to be bigger than they really should.
Right.
Well, as far as the Apollo girlfriend situation thing, I don't think that's a reason for Phaedra to get upset with Candy, because it's like
she doesn't even know there are no facts.
I think it was genuine, the fact that, you know, Candy approached her and said, yo, I just want to let you know I had nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know, I apologize if you do feel some type of way, but I would hope that you know, Phaedra took that and she appreciated it, because you can't get upset with them. Like, you know, Apollo sent his girlfriend to, you know, to the party to support them. Ty wasn't behind it. Candy wasn't behind it. So,
but Phaedra doesn't believe that
they were behind
it. Even though we know that they weren't, it's just the fact that, like, Phaedra does not believe it because of their history, because of their past.
I used to be such a fan of Phaedra.
And that's the same thing. Like, Candy doesn't believe Phaedra.
Right.
Like, Candy's like,
are they, like, not allowed to say, wait till you see this scene? Isn't come out? Because I feel like in so many instances, I wish Candy would just be like, it's on camera. Right. Like, wait till this season comes out and you will see. Like, I'm not lying.
Right.
But that's what people in the chat are saying too. CCF Freak says Candy was genuine, but Phaedra was putting on a front.
Did you say Phaedra?
Phaedra, yeah. But, okay. That's what they call her in the chat.
Phaedra's
been fake since day one, says Joseph Bozo, which is so true. She's always been lying to everybody since she came on the show.
But let me say what pisses me off about. I just really quick because it, you know, since it's Sunday, church day, you know, Phaedra is always team church and, like, you know, talking about religion, and she's just the perfect example of, like, people that, I guess, that you can come off, like, you know, as a manipulator in this situation, mm-hmm. or very, you know, just condescending, you know, when you always put religion first, but you just have these two lives behind it. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like the way that she approaches things, like, oh, I'm just this saved person, but you're over here on the side doing things. And I just feel like it's just not a good representation for people that actually are into church, that's into the word, and that try to be, you know, yeah, like that, the whole hypocrite thing. And I just hate that, you know. Well, I'm glad that it's finally coming out, that people are seeing the truth, but at first I was team Phaedra because I fell for it.
Yeah, I did too.
You know,
I really did too.
And it's like, now people are seeing this side, and it's like, it's unfortunate because there's so many people that's like her that's out there, mm-hmm. right, in this world. So right. it's sad.
So the Shade Room posted this week, Phaedra Parks reportedly fired from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and says, looks like producers have had enough of Phaedra Parks because she won't be returning next season. Sources exclusively revealed to Love B. Scott that Feifei wasn't given her renewal papers for the upcoming season. Everyone was given their renewal papers last week, and Phaedra didn't get hers. She got caught in so many treacherous lies this season that even the producers, including Andy, have had enough.
Yeah.
She even brought fake divorce papers to the reunion to prove a point. No one knows whether she's telling the truth about anything anymore.
So that's a good point, because somebody called in on the Andy Cohen Watch What Happens Live, and Sheree was on tonight, and they asked Sheree, was the divorce final? And mm-hmm. Sheree said, I don't know. And Andy said, she brought some papers to the reunion, but mm-hmm. that's all he said. And I felt like he was throwing shade.
Right, like she brought some papers.
Exactly, because he left it at that.
Divorce papers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting that you say that, because that's what a lot of people in the chat are saying. They're saying that she's not coming back next season, and that also, you know, what are they going to do without her, because mm-hmm. she started so much stuff. But mm-hmm. my thing is that I was thinking about after this episode aired, is like, what good is she on the show, though, if she lies about things and they never come, like, not like she like, everybody knows, but she never comes out and says, yeah, I did this.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think in this situation, she probably got the boo, because not only was she lying, you know, to the cast, but she was lying to the producers.
Right.
So the thing is, it's just hard for them. She's probably creating her own storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's trying to hold on to this whole divorce thing so she can keep her own role on the show.
But I feel like the producers usually help you with your storyline. You don't have to lie about it.
Right.
Well, you have to have some type of truth. Like, you have to meet them halfway. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Kenya's storyline is so helped by the producers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So why can't Phaedra's be helped? It's just like, I don't have anything, guys. Just help me out.
Like, where is Mr. Chocolate? Who is Mr. Chocolate? Why have we not heard about him? Like, why is she not dating? Like, she could have a whole nother storyline.
Because I think this whole thing was about her, like, hopefully getting through this divorce with him. Like, this divorce should be finalized by now. I think that's what this season was about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, it's just, it was lie after lie after lie this season.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, like, sometimes that's enough. Like, you know, listen, I mean, I'm not saying everybody has it's a lot of truth to their storylines. And I feel like, you know, it is fabricated to an extent. But at the same time, it's like, if your whole storyline is just, like, flaw, you know, if it's just out there, like, you know, it's no structure to it or whatever, like, you know, you're not even helping the producers, like, try to create something, like, it's not gonna work,
right?
You know, and I felt like, you know, Phaedra just kept lying, and enough was enough, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? So I guess we'll find out next season, but until then, we have a 4-part reunion. Yeah,
right.
I mean, we won't see her next season, we don't think, but we do have a 4-part reunion that looks pretty intense.
Interesting, yes.
For starting next week.
I wonder who's turning on who, because it seems like somebody's turning on somebody.
What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like...
Well, it's been rumors saying that freaking Frack is no longer
intact. Yeah, and I feel like that's what's going on. I feel like Portia is realizing some fakeness that happened on Phaedra's end.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really disappointing, or it's really hurting her.
Right.
That's what I think,
mm-hmm.
which could be wrong. But I feel like, in the end, like, Portia and Candy have a reason to be on each other's side, whether or not they choose to be on each other's side or not. Like, I feel like something Phaedra did could possibly make them be on each other's side.
Well, what was the deal with Phaedra and Portia when Portia said something about, like, I'm going to have Phaedra, like... be my lawyer or something, or represent me when she was talking to Candy. Did you hear that part?
No.
Yeah, I did hear that part. Yeah, yeah.
What is she talking about? Is she talking about the drug allegations? I think she's talking about the rape.
The rape allegations thing.
But I don't know. Something makes me feel like there's still something that Phaedra lied about that makes Portia like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you. Like, I can't believe I was trying to be your friend.
She probably revealed some information that Portia told, you know, only told Phaedra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But sure, who knows?
Yes.
But I'm excited. It's going to be juicy.
Yes. So before we go, what did you guys think of this season?
It was all right. Well, from a scale to like, let's rate it from a scale
from
to...
From 1 to 10?
Yeah, I give it about a 6.
With 10 being dope?
Mm-hmm.
I give it like, yeah, maybe like a
6.5.
Weird, because I was going to give it a 7, so we're okay. kind of around each other. Yeah, I just feel like there was a lot of hype.
Right. And then it never just fizzled.
I just waited. I kept waiting kept and waiting, waiting for yeah. everything to happen, but like,
it's
not
like a firecracker
that much
just
happened.
Never like,
it didn't pop.
And
it was just like,
yeah, so.
The sizzle, but not the big boom.
So let us know what you guys think in the comments section. I really appreciate you guys chatting live with us tonight. Sorry I couldn't chat back with you. I'm viewing live chat on my phone tonight, so sorry about that. So let us know what you think in the comments, because I'd love to hear what you thought about season 9. And we'll start with our four-part reunion, which is a lot.
Right, I know. Yes. That's probably the most reunions in reality TV history.
Yeah, I think this is the most. I think Atlanta has the most reunion episodes.
Are we going to have snacks for the reunion?
In here?
Like in here?
Yeah, let's have snacks.
Like, who do you guys want to see as a guest? Just anybody in general. You know, we want somebody to chill with us and,
yeah.
you know, Solange. Recap this reunion with y'all.
Yes.
So,
yeah, let us know. Yeah. Let us know in the chat or in the comments, because I'll go in and read them and see what you guys think.
Definitely.
And we will try to get them here.
Yes. Anything else you guys have for... Yeah.
You know, thanks
finale.
For rocking with us.
I know.
I'm not saying this is the end, because we have four more episodes, but you know, you guys.
I can't believe it's been that long, though. It went by fast.
Yeah.
It did. I know. I can't believe it's over.
6 months?
It's been, wow.
I think we started in like November.
Yeah.
October-ish.
It's been a while.
October or November, yeah.
Right.
It's been a while, so, you know, thank you guys for rocking with us. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We appreciate the comments.
Yes. All right, well, that's it for the finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like I said, join us next week for the first part of the four-part reunion of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Comment who you want to see and everything about what you thought about this season in the comments. And make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media. I'm Jesse Zander. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
And I'm Mo Classified. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at M-O.
M.O. Classified. Make sure you follow her. And you can find me on social media at It's Me, Jay Hart.
And until next week, see you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.